na 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 na
Thank you. One of my fans sent that in, and I love it. Anyway, checking it out, checking it out. I'm going to start my promotions at the beginning of the show by promoting Betty Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And good old George, happy birthday, George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Tune in right here in Miramar, but you can make it easy on yourself and just on his Facebook page, the Mom and Pop Shop, and then just press a little thing. He'll post the site, and you tune right in. I think I want to start with music today because it looks like rain, and Bria Skonberg, check her out. She's got a new CD, Bria Skonberg. This woman sings and plays trumpet like you can't believe. Let's hear it for her.
Thank you.
Okay. And next up will be the comedy stylings of Nancy Lombardo. That's me. The CDs are available on CBaby. Check it out.
She's just a wonderful person, and she's here tonight. Let's hear it for Nancy Lombardo. I'm wonderful.
I love being wonderful. It's a wonderful thing to be wonderful. It is. It's a lot of fun. Hey, everybody. I get to see all the people they've been talking about. I know you. Hey, that's great, great. It's, okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. I'm a new-age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. Now, I don't know about any of you other married people out there, but my husband will confess anything if I give him the wife look.
What? Is this about the milk? There was enough for a cup of coffee when I put it back in the fridge. What? Is this about the last piece of cake? I didn't know you were saving it for later, and I ate it. What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps?
You ate my last piece of cake? That's right, I've been married a long time. And the secret to a long marriage is date night. You gotta have date nights. You know those nights where you go out twice a week? Good wine, good food, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. It works. And another thing, too, my husband's always on some kind of fad diet. He's always on a fad diet. His latest diet now is just he's just going to eat bananas and coconuts. That's all he's going to eat. Just bananas and coconuts. He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Oh, my little monkey man. The other thing about diets, they say it's all about portion control. That's why I wear my reading glasses when I eat. Oh, well, I'll never finish that. And you know what's the one food no one ever says, let's go out for? English. Bland and all the same color. Where can we go? Because they give their food scary names. Names like blood pudding, blood sausage, and my favorite, spotted dick. I don't want any spotted dick. No, thank you. I'll hold off on that. You know why that is, though? Because the English don't use vegetables. They don't have vegetables with their meals. No real colored vegetables. Unless you count the queen. Hello! Count her. And the Scottish have got that feet with something called haggis. You hear haggis? It's like a sheep's bladder stuffed with all kinds of inedible things. And, you know they call it haggis? I found out why they call it haggis. Because that's the sound you make when you eat it. Hey, good news. They just released a new cure for insomnia. This is terrific. Yep, it's Lincoln on DVD. Lincoln on DVD. Personally, I don't think he should have got the Academy Award for playing somebody nobody ever heard. But, you put on a beard. You look like him. Good enough. And, you know, I didn't think it was such a great tech. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you Lincoln fans. Lincoln fans. They're going to take me down over Lincoln. Get her! She hates Lincoln! I just thought it was like, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis, who knew? And then I thought, in my own head, I was doing my own movie of what really happened. And so it was like Lincoln and Mary, they're hanging out. Hey, Mary, what's going on up there? Why is everybody fighting? What? I gotta do something special? What should I do? Free people? Ooh,
All right. That sounds like a good idea. Maybe I'll get my picture on a penny. Oh, shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Hey, Mary, why is everybody wearing blue and gray? Aren't there any other colors? Why are they all wearing blue and gray? Why is everybody fighting? What? What? Shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Hey, Mary, what are we doing tonight? What? Again? What do you mean? Would it kill me to go to the theater? Mary, you're crazy. Les Mis. I went to see Les Mis. And true to its name, I came out more miserable than I was. All I kept thinking was, Anne Hathaway, here, have my popcorn. Please, just eat something. And then the music was making me crazy. It was like, if the movie is too long and it seems like the same song, then no doubt you're trapped in here watching Les Mis. I had a dream this film would end. Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. I always knew who the villain in the film was because she was always that skinny little woman all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box while standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase, there would always be a beautiful young woman say something like, Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo? And the woman at the top of the stairs would go, Su esposo está aquí. She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. Ayúdame! Ayúdame! She would fall the box down from the stairs. Boom, 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 and on his feet, she'd go, ah! Well, the top of the stairs go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw. Growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a pet. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. And she always had these mom wisdoms, she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms, these cliches, or glitches, as she called them. You know, not the only simple list, glitches is going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. Oh, my head, over my head. But she was great. She gave me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Mira, Nancy, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones, they never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I always wanted to be there to answer all his little boy questions. I'll never forget the first day he turned to me and his little innocent eyes asked me, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked down at him and I said, Well, honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka. Form like I was when I was growing up, and my mother would brush my really curly hair, and I'd go, ow, ow! And she would, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So with that in mind, I went out, and you can help me with this too, and I found a little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. And I'm going to cue you, and when I go like this, you go, hmm, okay, ready?
There was a young sperm from the land of Testes near the Isle of Scrotum, who, like a million other lads, swam around in boredom, a searching for that special lad who lay in a foreign land, instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hundred. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She had only one X, an X and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose and he could tell that she was in the mood. The journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he puns a manly grin, in he puns a manly grin, and that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. Excellent! That's very, very nice. You know, I like to think of this, by the way, I don't like to think of this as my chest. No. I like to think of this as the continental shelf. Because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of a day. I catch up on it. Whee! And I don't think of these as just breasts. No, I think of these as orbs of empowerment. Like, say you're in a grocery store and you're trying to reach something. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Time to break out the big guns. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? I'm not up there. Don't try to say it. Such a nice man. Yeah. So. There we have you. How are you? We're doing good. Okay. Good here. Well, there's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Good stuff coming up. Looking at what's going on here. Take your hands off your lap. Really, he's got a bottle like this and he's got both hands. I don't know if it's a message. Sir, sorry, I'm laughing with you, sir. The fact that you wore sunglasses at night. Okay. Sorry. I've got some handsome people in there too. I think I'll pick on you. Because you look like kangaroos dressed here today. That's the rebel in you, I suppose. The rebel, huh? What's your name, sir?
Joe.
Okay, of course it is. What do you do for a living, Joe?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse? Of course you are! You're a nurse. Now, nurse, what degree of nursing are you?
Associate degree. I'm an RN.
Oh, an RN. Okay, so you're up to giving the needles then, right?
Yeah, that's
pretty cool. You can give needles. I want to befriend all nurses, just I don't even know where I'm going to end up with my mind. that's great. So you're in what hospital?
I actually do home care.
You do home care on top of it. That's why you're so casual. You do home care? That's great. You got associates. And what's your favorite food?
I'm
actually I never considered them an actual food. What have we got, honey? I don't know. Look, pretzels, yeah! Pretzels, okay. For dinner, pretzels, pass the mustard. Do you have any hobbies there, Joe?
Yeah, I watch a lot of football.
You watch a lot of football? I'm not surprised. Nothing about you surprises me, Joe, but you know, what a coincidence. Hit it. I happen to have written a song about your life, and it goes like this. You ready, Joe?
Ready.
You got a special dance. Joey, baby, what does a girl do? You really, really twist
like a pretzel out of you.
Celebrity Chit Chat with my co-host, international Scottish sponge diver, Maria McGregor. Maria, what's the one food no one ever says let's go out to eat? English! I think it's because we give our food scary names, like blood pudding, blood sausage, and my favorite, spotted dick.
Well, Sharon, in Scotland we've got that meat with a little something called haggis. That's a sheep's bladder stuffed with all kinds of yucky things. Many people don't know these, but the haggis is the actual sound you make while you're eating it. For instance,
yes, that's quite enough. Thank you for sharing. Well, we're running out of time, so we'll have to speed things up. First guest, it's Cher.
Well, hey, how you doing? If I could turn back time. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, take me home.
Oh, you gypsy. You're such a tramp. Out of my way, Cher. It's Joan Rivers. Can we talk? Cher, in three words that'll change your life. Home shopping club.
Oh, did somebody say clubs? I'm in. Rosie Perez here. I'm not just an extraordinary actress. I'm also a dancer and a singer. And as soon as I get human vocal cords, I'll show you all.
Yes, sir. Getting help would be a good idea. Oh, well, we have a surprise guest.
Hi, I'm Sally Struthers. I have no personality and constantly speak as if a gun were pointed to the back of my head. What should I do?
Hello, Sally.
Dr. Ruth, where did you come from?
Oh, she's so small, I think I was sitting on her.
Well, in my opinion, you should take up a hobby, like dancing the horizontal mambo, preferably with a pool boy named Raul, or if that hot tub would talk.
Hi, I love to talk. Even when I don't know what I'm talking about. Have you seen my husband, George? Oh, Gracie Allen, what are you doing here? You're dead, dear. Oh, my. This isn't the John Edward show? No, I'm afraid not.
Sharon!
Well, gotta run. Ozzy's out of his rock star stupor. Join us again next week for more Celebrity Chit Chat with Sharon Osbourne
and Maria McGregor.
I think that went well, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you. This has been What's the Buzz and Why with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Don't forget to hydrate and check in on your elderly neighbors. See if they need anything. All right, you all guys, have a great day. Big kiss. Bye-bye.